Full name is Timothy O'Connell. I'm a estate manager in Woodhouse Estate in Stradbally.
Well, people call you Ted.
Ted for short. My grandfather was Ted. So I just passed on to me then after that. He was a gardener back in the day, but I came from Care in County Tipperary. That's where I originated from. So I've been here since 2013.
Sure, you're an adopted Waterford man, really.
Absolutely.
Ted.
It's still a blow in, though, as far as a lot of people are concerned.
Well, listen, just driving up the estates there this morning, gosh, there's an amount of work in keeping a place like this looking as immaculate as it is.
There is indeed. There's a great amount of work involved with some great people with us here, you know. It's a very lucky to have them. And it's a combined effort, team effort here, and a lot of work. But we love it. Yeah.
And I know the Thompsons themselves, Jim and Sally, they're very well revered in the community and a very big part of the community and from the off.
Oh yeah, they're always involved in the community from the very beginning, and we have our tea parties here. We try to run a tea party once a month, and the proceeds from that are given to Sally picks a charity every year. Go set. We have the Lions Club here. We have the men's sheds. We have a few weddings from time to time. So he just loves getting people coming in and enjoying Woodhouse as much as he can, you know.
Yeah, lovely to be sharing it in that particular way, because it's a gem in the community.
It really is. It really is. He's put a lot of work into it and a lot of thought. And it's showing now. It's maturing lovely here, and the place is just maturing very well, and it looks fantastic, especially this time of the year.
You were saying even the likes of cutting grass here. You're talking about a 3-day venture from start to finish.
Yes, on a good week, if we start cutting on Monday morning, we'd be Wednesday afternoon before we'd be finished. We do a lot of work on the ride on, but we do a lot of walk behind moors as well. So, yes, a good bit involved in that.
You were greatly involved yourself in bringing the main house back to life. Was that a huge project?
Yes, it was. It started out as a very small project in Jim's eyes, but when we got into the thick of it, we did a big full renovation. But we tried to keep it as original as we could. With the only exception is there is underfloor heating in it. We dug out all the floors and put in underfloor heating throughout, which helped with three types of heating in there, actually, with underfloor heating and air conditioning. All the windows were reconditioned. They weren't replaced. They were all reconditioned to get them back to the original. And glass less on them all, so to compensate for that, then we put radiators at each window to compensate for the heat loss, because we're confined a listed building. The only concession we got from them was they allowed us to build a new kitchen on the far side, which where the original kitchen was very cold and didn't get any sunlight, where this one now gets all the sun from morning till night, and it's lovely, and lovely patio area at the front, which they really enjoy.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, a lot of thought put into all of that. Yes, and you've converted a lot of the outhouses and restored them.
We have, yeah. All the cottages have been converted. Where the old stable block was is now a museum and a lecture hall and offices, and across the way there in what we call the hayloft, we have a big 50-metre long apartment, 4-bedroom apartment, and then we have stores underneath and a vintage car store as well. So yeah, it really works well together. The both buildings sit nicely there.
I have to ask you, in terms of all the different talents you'd need to be involved in a place like this, and literally hands-on in every single way, what trade did you start out yourself with in life?
I'm a carpenter by trade. So I came down here in 2013 with Matthew Tynan Construction. I was foreman with him. We got the contract then to do, first of all, we did two cottages up. We did Flynn's and Stewart's. I wasn't involved in that. Michael Lacey was the foreman there that time, another great guy. When we came down to do the main house, I did the main house then, and then we went back to where we were working for a while, and we came back and I did the museum then after that, and then the hayloft, and then Jim bought Cove Cottage across there in the beach. So we did that next then, and then he bought the old Garda barracks up in the village, and that was fully renovated almost when we got it. I just did a few bit of touchings up with Jim's touch on it. We've completed that, and now we're working on another project in the village at the moment, which will be completed in the next month or so.
It's a busy life.
Busy life.
Well, I have to say a huge well done to the Thompson family.
Yes, indeed.
And indeed yourselves. It's an amazing crew and an amazing team that really has breathed new life into this beautiful, beautiful place, well worth preserving. And you do it so well. So well done on that.
Thank you very much. We were very lucky with the tradesmen that we got from around. Sean Ryan was one of the main. You can see all his work here, all the stonework that he has done.
Beautiful.
And Matty Welch were the two main stonemasons here, but Sean had been here for 10 years.
An art in itself.
Absolutely, and he's still with us there up in the other in Kismet. But yeah, we have some great lads here. We're very lucky with the staff that we have.
A fabulous team, and health and strength to you all, and well done on all the good work.
Thanks
Thank you so
much.
Very much, Ted. Thank you for talking
Thank
to
you
me.
Thank you.